Welcome, everyone, to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Scalvitti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Lots is boiling.
What?
Lots is boiling on the planet.
Oh, God. Yes. Well, and it's interesting, tonight our show is about being limitless, time to stretch and experience beyond your dreams and drama, the emphasis on drama.
The drama dharma.
Yes, it's very active this week. Sorry we're late, everybody, but we are here. And I know the team wants to talk to people about what's going on as well.
It is a lot, isn't it? It's tremendous.
It's been really very, very interesting. But I want to kind of get into a couple of things before we get into the drama. And I received a financial report, and I will not say who it's from at their request. But this is somebody who definitely knows the financial markets, and I was really excited to get this, and I'll read it very quickly. She just says, "Hello, magicians. Wishing everyone a happy new year. Big congratulations for jobs well done, pun intended. Last summer's programming recommendation was for economic growth because economic growth is where it's at. It can cure what ails us. Lo and behold, Bureau of Labor Statistics reported Friday. We are plus 200,000 jobs were added in December and 212,000 in the private sector, and much greater than the economists expected. Also, that lowered the unemployment rate to 8.5% from 8.7%. The underemployment rate, which includes unemployed, marginally attached, and involuntarily working part-time, declined to 15.2% from 15.6%. This is improvement across the board, and I have to tell you, I really got excited when I got this because I know a lot of you are programming in whatever way you're doing it for improvement of our economic situation globally as well as in the United States. But, you know, a couple of more here because this is really important. Construction jobs were up 17,000 in December following 28,000 job losses the previous 3 months. These are very encouraging, really encouraging numbers.
Right.
And not only is there job growth in most sectors of the economy, but jobs are creating in most area being created in most areas of the country. And let's see, unemployment rates were lower in 351 of the 372 U.S. metropolitan areas versus a year ago. They were lower, unemployment rates were lower in 351 of the 372 metropolitan areas versus a year ago. But again, the economists did not expect this. So this is very, very exciting. She also, again, says around the world, so important, Europe, a priority, Spain, Greece, programming for cooperation, magical solutions, elegant pathway for the greatest good, any other ideas you've got. Really, I thank everybody who's been working on this and sending light and working with crystals, doing whatever you're doing. You needed the feedback. We all did. It's really good to hear something positive.
It sure is.
Okay, foods and blood type. I just want to say here, you know, when the blood type thing really kicked in, and it did kick in as we were going through some shifts, I'm going to warn everybody that I'm not absolutely positive at this juncture that many of you may be feeling odd again with your foods, really not knowing what to eat. Welcome to the club. And I think this is really the rising of raising of frequencies. All of a sudden, and I'm on, oh, I can't eat any meat at all. I can't eat any fish at all. And if I do, my toes all swell. I mean, it's the weirdest thing in the world. So I have come to the conclusion we just simply don't know, you know, anymore. It could be just a funky thing I'm going through because I know lots of people are getting very sensitive, and we want to really work with our beliefs. God knows I'm working with mine, and it can absolutely change the body. But I think part of it for me is because I'm in channel all the time, but it's also the frequency of meat. And I've always said that. I've eaten meat reluctantly, but I've known that I needed to do it because I was a vegetarian for 3 years. So, and my other problem is that other sources of protein don't necessarily work with my body, so I'm really programming around that. Shite. And I don't know if you've noticed anything. You're pretty stable in that area, Veronica.
I have to eat so many vegetables, it would probably make you real.
It probably would.
You know, I'm pretty stable, I think. But if I don't eat a lot of vegetables, I'm just terrible. I mean, really, it's just ludicrous. People go, oh, my gosh, are you doing that? And then I'm juicing vegetables and stuff. And, yeah, I eat a little bit of chicken or turkey or something. I haven't found a way around that.
I if I even lick a piece, you know, my toes are, I don't know what's going on. It's just some weird ascension thing, I think. Anyway, so if you're having problems, be patient with yourself. Try what you have to try. I'm just bringing it up because I'm feeling it, and usually if I'm feeling it, other people are feeling it too. So I'm just going to kind of launch into some of the stuff that's up right now because, boy, it's up. Again, unresolved anger at men. And it can be coming at you from men. And, you know, you get involved in things and the anger is flying at you from some man and you walk away thinking what, you know, blankety blank they are without realizing that it can be your anger coming through them at you because we do function in an illusion. But I can tell you that's an absolute. Huge self-esteem and self-value issues. Really big. Even for people who you would meet or see and think, my God, they're so confident. And again, this is unresolved stuff being pushed and pushed and pushed to the surface. And including self-sabotage and, of course, good old shame. And these energies are literally trying to get out, trying to be noticed, trying to be processed. And the further we go into this year, the more unbearable they're going to be. I'd love your comments on this, Veronica.
On shame?
On all of it. Shame, self-sabotage, anger at men, you know.
But it's interesting because I don't feel anger at men. I feel a really I was just thinking how I marvel because my experience has been that I almost understand them for a change.
Right, and I wasn't necessarily speaking about you. I'm speaking about your clients.
Yeah, no, I don't. Mine aren't talking about that right now.
Okay, what are your clients talking about? What are you seeing coming up?
I think it's more like self-esteem and the shame and all of that, but I'm not hearing much right. about men at all. And I've been bringing up belief structures, so most of them are doing their own beliefs, and that's been very interesting. Instead of anger, I was thinking about several that I was talking to today, one of them in particular, and she wasn't so angry at men as she was trying to figure out why she felt like she wasn't enough in the eyes of men and couldn't find her partner. It was more like that. So that's still about men, if you will. But it's
if she thinks she's not enough, you know, then that, again, it's really, it would be other issues than that. But, you know, we're back to self-esteem, self-value, self-worth, and shame.
And one more thing was that a lot of them have brought up, I just remembered, was about love and what is love to them. And there's a whole bunch of lids on what love is that turns into those very things that you just listed. You see what I mean? It's like she thinks she's being loving, but really what she's doing is having to do enough in order to be loving. You know, that whole conundrum.
So she's earning love.
Yeah.
She's earning love.
Yeah, but she's also limiting herself and who herself is in order to create love as she sees it. So we've been working hard on that, several people actually.
Good, good, good.
And I think that's a pretty big issue for most people, don't you think?
Well, and I think, yes, and I do agree with you. And I this crosses all barriers, by the way, economic and everything else. These issues are literally across the board. And I was listening to, and I had to drive to L.A. and back this weekend in the same day. So I just piled my car up with tapes and off I went. I thought, oh, finally a time to be able to listen to things, you know, besides myself. And it's so interesting how all these energies, they still weave together, and how easily we can get snagged into what we think is one energy, and it's also part of another and another. Shame, self-sabotage, self-esteem, how they can all weave together. For all of you that, you know, and I want to say this, Lazarus, LAZARIS.com, still to me the greatest material on shame, four titles on self-sabotage, self-worth, self-esteem. The material that was done, and this was the basic material to help people start move forward. And it stands on its own. It'll stand on its own forever. But brilliant, brilliant. And there's a meditation in each one of those, and you can download them.
I need to do those again. I haven't done them for a while. They need to be done more than once, don't they?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, I haven't done them for a few years now, so it's time.
There was a I took 9 months right after I died, and I would do three sets every day. And I would ask my guides to tell me which three sets, and they would always weave together. And so they were kind of just crossing back and forth. But it was fascinating, absolutely fascinating, how everything weaves together in one way or the other. I probably shouldn't be surprised at that, but it never gets old, and you'll hear different things every time you listen to it. I'm always fascinated by that.
I used to think the guides ran in and shifted things around on a tape so that it would sound different.
I mean, anything
they may not
is
have
possible.
Time for that, but then they don't have time, do they?
Well, no. And no. I actually listened to a Lazarus tape one day and heard the words shift as I was listening. And I went, okay, I'm a believer.
Also, I want to say about you and the team, when you did that series on shame, I remember when you did the lifting of shame, oh, my gosh, I was literally looking in the mirror and we were just shimmering.
If you go back to February 07, there are four shame shows, and the last show, which is the fifth one, is the lifting of shame that the team does. It's all channeled. And that's in our archives at BBS Radio. And it is wonderful. Yeah, mm-hmm. It is wonderful. I bless the team. God, do I bless the team. Okay. Where were we here?
Are you still reading Jane Roberts?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I couldn't get, I went to a secondhand bookstore and I found only one, and it is so good, and it's all about parallel realities. And
that's the next one. Right now, people really need to focus on core beliefs, because they're not going to get to the parallels they want to do until they get some of these beliefs changed.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm thrilled when I went to the website and saw that Seth was working with parallel realities, and I don't know if you've ever seen on the website how there's a comment on there that this is the toughest material that was ever brought forward to humans. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Beliefs. Thank you, Veronica. Beliefs. And this is so important. And I do want to say this. For everybody working on core beliefs, you're going to be challenged. This is not something that, okay, I changed my belief, it should be fixed, and I should be done. No. It doesn't work that way. And you're going to run into challenges, and it's really kind of like learning to ice skate, you know, when you're clumsy to start out with anyway.
It's slippery.
Well, you've been doing this for lifetimes. The old way, and you expect to take off and be able to skate like, you know, Nadia Comaneci or whoever, maybe she was the gymnast, whatever, but to be like a pro, and it is something that you need to work with all the time, and be conscious, you almost kind of step outside of yourself, or you're in the middle of something, and recognize exactly what beliefs are coming up, the old beliefs, how they're playing out, how you have to reframe. And I've been doing so much brain work lately that my brain hurts. It's really interesting with the reframing. You're literally cutting new neural pathways in the brain. So if you get headaches doing this, don't be surprised. It is cutting new neural pathways. Parallel realities, and I want to get to that because it's really important, as you said. Lots of people may be having glimmers and glimpses of this shifting parallel reality. You always are doing it anyway, but something different, something strange, something that didn't click. You know, I know my kid wasn't that sweet this morning. That neighbor never did like me, and all of a sudden they're so friendly. Odd things that will pop up that you'll say, huh, how did that happen? lots of magic, and I'm doing a transaction on something, and I did a lot of, you know, visualization and being, experiencing it, putting lots of emotion with it, and it was so real for me. And everything around this transaction is happening outside of the norm, and I'm watching it, and I'm just like, wow.
Wonderful.
Wow. They're so bizarre that, I mean, it's been going on for a week now, and I don't have time to even chart it out because it's so bizarre. Exciting, but bizarre. And at some point I'll put all the pieces together and share it with everybody, but right now it's really exciting. I did want to share, before I forget, on YouTube, I have my own channel, so if you plug in Jackie Salvetti, and separate the words, there is a composite that was beautifully done of the, presentation that the team and I did in LA, and it's only about 14, 15 minutes long, and it's done with graphics, and it's really well done, and there is also the full thing on there. Part 1 and Part 2, and it's from 12/12. So if you want to go onto YouTube and watch it, you're certainly welcome to do so.
Wonderful. I'm excited.
Well, I'm wearing turtlenecks at everything I ever go to. I was doing really well with a shawl. As soon as I went into channel, my body heats up, and the team took my shawl off. Okay, so now, Veronica, you've had something in terms of shifting dimensions and kind of parallel realities and synchronicities, because a lot of these are coming up.
Oh, yeah, it's been amazing. Actually, since the beginning of the year, I've had all kinds of really fast ones, you know, more like opportunities. But I went over to Squim and stayed in my favorite bed and breakfast, which is called Groveland Cottage.
I don't know what Squim is, honey.
Squim is a little town on the Olympic Peninsula.
Okay, got it. Thank you. It's a town. That's what I needed to know.
Yeah, and I used to live there. And in fact, I went there and did readings in two bed and breakfasts. One is Simone's Groveland Cottage. The other one belonged to Jane. It was called the Tudor Inn, and Jane is transiting. And these two women have been extremely important to me. So Jane, she's very spiritual, and so we spent time, and I was grateful to do that. But I went back to Simone's, and I emailed an ex-lover who hadn't been talking to me for 18 years because of the nature of our breakup. And every now and then I would write to him and say, couldn't we undo this so that the karma would be dealt with, blah, blah, blah. And he'd go, no way. So in any case, I wrote to him and said, Jane's transiting, and I think we should at least have a cup of tea and heal things. And he died at that point. He actually transited. Well, I didn't know. This was a Friday. This was on the Epiphany, great day. And then Sunday morning, I was told.
What is the Epiphany, honey?
The Epiphany means, you know what an Epiphany is, when you actually get it. And the Epiphany in the Christian church is Little Christmas, when the wise men met Jesus.
And what date was that?
January the 6th.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
It's called Little Christmas.
Okay.
That's it. I was raised Catholic, and I think there's a number of churches in which that's called. But in any case, I thought it was pretty interesting because I was trying to get something, and he dies on the Epiphany, and I go, But it was sort of startling.
He died the day that you called him or wrote him.
He died within 2 hours of me writing him.
Wow.
I know there was a huge connection there. And his wife emailed me a couple of days later, and she said, you and he must have been connected. I just saw your email, and it came in around the time he transited. But it's a very important thing because, interestingly enough, Jackie, and you would appreciate this a lot, I'm sure, that I went through a lot of grief reactions, even though I haven't talked to him for all those years. And then all of a sudden I felt free of something that's been hanging on me for all those years.
Exactly.
I mean, it's really interesting. And I go, you know, and I've seen him. He's talked to me. We've done a lot of things, you know. So it's been actually wonderful, but it didn't feel wonderful for a while.
Well, you know, and I want to say this for everybody. In some reality, he's alive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In some parallel reality. And, you know, when John died, the fellow that I was dating, there was nothing in the computer about his death. And it was very bizarre the way it all came to me. But, these are the kind of hints and clues that I'm saying to people. I think it's very ironic that somehow there was a slip between time and space for the two of you not to, even though you're connecting with that parallel that crossed over, but there are other versions of him that are still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in essence, it was healed in spite of his resistance.
Exactly. And I know it. I just know it. But you could have knocked me over with a feather for the first 2 days after I heard, you know. Not quite. I'm exaggerating. I'm a pretty strong feather.
Well,
but, you know, it was really something. It is amazing, isn't it? when those things happened. Did you feel released when you...
Absolutely. It was. Yeah. I went into shock.
Mm-hmm.
I totally went into shock. I had to pull the car over, turn on the air conditioning in winter, roll down the windows, and it took me a few minutes, and then I kind of snapped out of it, and when I did, I was free.
Hmm.
I didn't have the... it was just a total release. But again, I didn't have an emotional attachment to him. I had some issues with myself that I had allowed some of the things he did. So if there was anything that was unresolved there, it was my judgment on myself. The minute it happened, I was able to release that because it was kind of set free. And likewise with your friend, which obviously you've had a much longer, mine was just nothing in comparison, but you've had a long-term relationship with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was very cellular. I mean, we knew there was a lot of soul connection.
Obviously, if he was still angry after 18 years, there was.
Somebody said to me once, are you still thinking about him? It's been 5 years or whatever. I said, are you still thinking about so-and-so? It's been 2,500 years. Because, you know, you just don't know what the real time thing is, do you?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. You don't know how many lifetimes are, because they all are going on at the same time. So there's all these connections. You know, what we used to think of even in terms of linear, that, you know, has kind of all gone out the window. You know, it's, you know, 2 feet to the left and 3 feet to the right and, you know, 7 steps up and there you are.
It makes it easier to let go in a way when you can actually get that.
It absolutely does. It really does, because... And I've been thinking about that an awful lot for lots of people, where there are situations where they've lost someone they've loved or felt even betrayed and abandoned by God over it. There is a version of them and that person still having that relationship. And the possibility for you to connect with it at when you are ready, when the timing is right. This is why, to me, this is so freeing on every level. This, is, again, is the limitlessness. Nothing is really gone. Really gone. Nothing is gone. It's all available. So, I want to go into channel here and bring the team in, because I know they have a lot that they wanted to talk about. And,
well, we will see you later.
Well, possibly. I may just take off. All right. So just before I go into channel, you are feeling free now, right?
Yes.
Beautiful. Because not everybody can talk to the departed like you did, I.
Well, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
All right, everyone, good to be with you all. Veronica, good to be with you as well.
And you too, thank you.
All right. Very good job on your being able to work with this, integrate this. We know there was a lot of emotion involved with the loss of this being.
Thank you, there was.
And yet, in your dialoguing, recognizing, of course, nothing is gone. You've gone through this many times with people. And actually closure in a very healthy way, a very loving way.
Yeah, thank you.
Which is
yeah,
what you really wanted. So we're going to begin our talk with all of you by that very statement. Be careful what you ask for. You're moving into a time of limitlessness, unlimited possibilities, everyone. Foundationally, we cannot emphasize enough working with your beliefs. Certainly, you have Bonnie's website and all of the wonderful work that she does. She has some things coming out that will be very helpful. The Nature Personal Reality by Jane Robertson-Seth, excellent. But it's time, people, to get to the core. To the core, because it's going to keep knocking at your door. And it's going to come in different forms. As the two of you were talking, you and the channel, about it coming in, appearing to be shame or self-worth or whatever. All right? That's part of it. That's not all of it. Anger at men. Anger at God. Checking in with child and adolescent, imperative right now. Because as you're going through all this transition, so are they. And they're counting on you to bring them with, safely. Safely. As we've said before, the ultimate goal is to walk in dominion. In this beautiful sense of understanding how you create your reality, how to change what you're getting at the moment, so that you always feel safe. I know how to change what I'm experiencing right now. And people, it is going to come at you. In various, it doesn't matter what the issues are, they're going to come at you. But the good news is the answers will be there quickly as well, because your unseen friend, your higher self, your soul, your spirit, all, and us and many others, all right, are working with all of you. All right, they got this. Let's shove this in there now quickly. Quick resolution. The channel and her son were talking about an issue within the family that they both had concern about. And within 24 hours, interestingly enough, which normally she doesn't leave the house on her lunchtime, but she's had a lot of things she had to take care of this week, and so she was running back and forth, ran into the post office place, and came running out, turned the key on, and in that instant heard, what she may not have otherwise, because she'd be off in thought somewhere, the very peace that she'd been looking for as it related to this person in the family. Now, this is something that she's looked for many years. But now she was able to put a finger on it and say, ah, this is where it started, right here. And she knew, absolutely knew, that there had been assistance. All right? Assistance to get the answer. And that's going to be happening with all of you. Expect it. This, again, is part of dominion. Whether it's on a song when you turn on the radio, or on a television program, somebody says, bup, 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 and it's a piece you're looking for, and it may not be related to what they're really talking about. Or a phrasing in a song. A billboard. It can be anywhere. Anywhere. But expect these now with excitement, because they are going to happen far more regularly than they ever have before. Far more regularly than they ever have before. And Veronica, the fact that this man's wife contacted you, all right, mm-hmm. where she may not have chosen to. She may have been too devastated to even,
I felt it was an honor.
Yes, confirmation, you see. You needed to know. And these are the things that you can expect to be happening very quickly. Very quickly.
It seems more mutually supportive when we're all like that, isn't it? It seems like there's a fleshing up of
Well,
things.
That is where you're going, isn't it?
Isn't that great?
Isn't that where you're planning on going? Mm-hmm. Where there is that level of mutual support, where these ideas of jealousy and, again, self-esteem, feeling not good enough, all of these labels that you've had, earning love, all right, guilt, all of the shame, all of these things. Now, some of you may have worked on these to a great extent. That doesn't mean that they can't still kind of raise their little heads. Keep your eye open. Again, if the energies are coming at you in whatever form, pay attention. Pay attention. Because very soon you'll be able to walk through life knowing unequivocally that everything you need there will be exactly when you need it. That nothing can ever be lost or gone. That sense of dominion. Of feeling completely protected and safe and loved within your illusion, within your hologram, which is what it is all the time. That's wonderful. That's exciting. And from that platform, there's nothing you can't do, any of you. Any of you. From that platform, you can go to any level, any limit, which is limitless. There are no limits anymore. Now, for some of you, and we understand this very well, I'm stuck with this salary and nothing can ever change and it doesn't work and it doesn't fit. And we would say to you, all right, don't limit the universe. As you're working with beliefs, you want to be working with intentions. All right? What do you really intend? Now, it may sound fairly grandiose. All right, being the Queen of England probably isn't an option. No. So keep
like
it
a lot
realistic.
Of work.
Well, yes, and keep it realistic. All right. When we say realistic, if you believe you've got a book, I want to write a book. I intend to write a book. I intend to. And what we would really say is, I intend to have impact. Through written word and spoken word and so on and so forth. And let that open the energy. Written word, spoken word, etc. Don't limit yourselves in terms of how anything is going to come about. Because things are changing so fast like that. You don't want to get down the road and say, oh, I wish I would have intended this. I got what I intended, but I should have intended something different or more. Always remember this was something greater. With harm to none, of course, that's a big one. Lots of opportunities coming into people right now. Things are just seem to be flying around, along with frustrations. All right, there can be frustrations, but tremendous opportunity. Overnight changes for people. And Veronica, you said you had a lot of opportunities flowing in as well since
yes.
the first of the year.
Yes. Almost like just right from day one in this year.
Exactly. And the energies have been supportive of that very thing. It's like somebody took their finger out of the dike.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And lovingly.
Yes, of course, lovingly. Now, loving yourself and forgiving yourself. We really want to talk to you about this. We've said it before, we're going to say it again. You can't expect one person or the world to love you or the multiverse people if you are not willing to love yourself. Now, you know with us, and we've talked about this before, I am willing to be loved is big. It's big. And it's probably easier to accept our love or whoever you happen to work with. But with humans, you've got all these other programs running on. Many of you have not taken the time to do self-forgiveness. Or if you have, the tape is stuck somewhere. Get it out. Dust it off. Go back and work with it. Self-forgiveness. This is a very big issue. For all the missed opportunities, the lost loves, the however you left it between you, problems with children and parents and siblings and very important, so that you can truly let in all that's coming. All that's coming. Forgiveness of others. You don't want to be hanging on to any of that now. Why limit what's possible? Why limit what's possible? And it's going to get uncomfortable if you don't let go of these old energies. Very uncomfortable. Blame. Blame is insidious. We recommend that you never blame anybody for anything. It's a human nature to do so. But if you're still blaming anyone, go back. Make amends. You can't talk to them. Figure a way. Do a meditation. Do whatever you need to do. Write them a letter. But please stop blaming people. It hooks you back into the situation. Of course, there's karmic stuff as well. And blame is insidious. It will seep into everything in your experience. Everything. And it hurts those around you when you continue to blame and blame and blame. Because people feel like you're stuck, including blaming yourself. You cut yourself off from so much. So much. So let's talk about how do you grasp, how do you open to all the good things that are coming. We understand that you're still working with the energies, and you have plenty of time to be working with the energies. They're going to be interesting. Try not to be overwhelmed by them if you can. Toughen up a little bit, because you really are spiritual warriors. You came here to be the map maker. You came here to be a magician. You came here to lead, to make new maps for everybody. All of you. All of you that are listening to this transmission. We know that you've all done a lot of work on this. We talk to people and they say, oh, I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars working on that. Okay. It's still there. We still see it. Are you ready to heal it? You ready to give it up? We're sorry you spent all that money. But it's still there. Now, that's not to make them feel bad, not to make them feel wrong. But if we don't tell them the truth, then that's not being loving. Don't assume because you spent a lot of money going to this retreat or that ashram or, you know, these meetings or those channelings, that you've necessarily done all the work necessary to heal something. Sometimes you're so close to it and you have all the tools and you still can't move it. And that's all right. There's no judgment on that. What we desire for you is to be able to see that, yes, I'm still carrying this around. I'm ready. I'm really ready. I just saw it pop up over here, and something I said, or something I thought, or when I lost my anger, I had flashes of this situation. But it's not healed, people. Because when it's really healed, it won't come up. In many ways, it's going to be like it never existed. That's where you're going. Those life-altering experiences that you've had that at the time may have felt like tragedy will feel so distant with no emotional charge whatsoever. How exciting is that for all of you?
It's wonderful.
Whether it's parents or husbands or children, or it won't be there. Freedom, people, that's what you're looking for, and that's where you're going. That is where you're all going. Now, Veronica, you have a show coming up.
Yes, I'm trying to get somebody who's representative of the oneness movement. I've been pretty involved in that lately. You know, the Diksha, brain changing. So I haven't got feedback yet, but that's what I'm aiming for on Tuesday night, or it'll be a woman who's doing flower essences to help with multidimensionality. That's also very exciting.
All right.
And that'll be Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, so I'm sorry I can't give you a name tonight. And then Thursday at 7, we'll be back into Radiance by Design, which is a call-in show. And that will be there then, and then you'll be following at 8 o'clock.
Wonderful. All right, everyone. We'd like to be with you for a moment here. As we surround and enfold and infuse and imbue, filling you all with our love and our light. We love all of you so very much. You've all come so far. You've worked hard. Some of you have the bruises and bumps to show it. Some of you are carrying the treasure that you picked up along the way. Oh, they may not be visible to the human eye, but they're in your heart, your mind. Now, tonight we'd like to work with possibilities. Limitless possibilities. Opening. And if you're not ready, all right, that's all right. We're never offended if you don't call us in. That's all right. But tonight we'd like to work with your deserving, feeling deserving of the possibilities that are coming. Feeling deserving. And not sabotaging them because of the limited thoughts that you're still carrying. These are big energies. The partner you're looking for that you may just have seen might have had an opportunity to meet, and because you were anxious or unhappy about something, walked right by. Sabotage. So, tonight as you go to sleep, dear team, please come in and work with me so I don't sabotage and I do feel deserving of the new opportunities that are coming in so that I can attract them like a magnet. We love you all so very much, dear ones, and you, Veronica, so good to be with you tonight.
Thank you.
Until we speak with you again in this format, dear one, pay attention. Pay attention to your thoughts. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Well, we're late. Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Veronica.
Thanks to you. Thanks to you, Jackie.
Okay. Remember that we really are all one, all of us. Part of us is each other, and it's a joy to be with all of you. Thank you for tuning in. I know the team loves you all. They were excited for tonight. And we'll talk with you next week. Thank you. Good night, Ronnie. Love you.
Good night, Jackie. Love you too, and the team. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.